Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The late great godfather of soul, James Brown, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for being with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Al Pettipalli is our guest, our new friend. Soon to not be a new friend. We're gonna get him back, and in the future, he's got a lot to teach us. Author of the new book, Persuadable: How Great Leaders Change Their Minds, and Change the World. Al, in the last segment, we talked about some of the challenges and the benefits of being prepared to change your mind, and how to do it so that the people won't throw rocks at you. But help my small business audience get it established in their head the benefits, the value of being prepared to make adjustments. You know, you call it changing your mind, and I think that's a great way to do it. But maybe people just need to think about making adjustments. What do you think?
Right. So, and that's really what being persuadable is all about. It's often, you know, changing your mind sounds really big, and, you know, it's like changing your mind on a big political position. But really, what we're talking about often is just updating your beliefs incrementally, thinking about something a little bit differently than you did the day before or the day before that. And it's a genuine willingness to change your mind in the face of evidence, right? So we're not talking about being gullible. We're not talking about being a pushover. We're not talking about being weak. We're just talking about if you're presented with new information, or if you get into an argument with an employee or a customer or one of your managers, and they make a good point, or they give you a solid reason, you turn around and you say, you know what? That's a good point. I should actually change the way I'm looking at this and maybe change the way I'm doing things a little bit. Mm-hmm. So that's what being persuadable is all about.
Another reason why you should do this is, and this is some of the work that I've been doing over the years, Al, is focused on how customer expectations are changing so rapidly, partly because of the technology, the power that the technology has put in their hands. And if there's one thing that is changing every day, it's our customer expectations. Well, that's new information. So whatever you were convinced that you knew about customers yesterday, your mind about that probably needs to be changed tomorrow.
That's exactly right, Jim. And that's why not only do we have to be open-minded to new information, we have to be actively open-minded. So here's what I mean by that. So when you may have, for example, you may be a small business and you may have listened to your customer and they have told you something that they wanted, and so you spent a whole bunch of money and you gave them what they wanted, like a new feature or a new part of the service, and now they're happy. And now they go around and they tell you something else that they want that actually conflicts with the thing you just built. Mm-hmm. And now you're kind of upset, and you just kind of ignore it. You kind of say, well, you know, you kind of bury your head in the sand. But what we're talking about is that's the game we're living in, right? We're living in constant change. And so instead of just passively waiting for that information to come to you, what if you took it one step further and actually constantly surveyed your customer base for these new additions, right? We call these killing your darling, right? In writing,
I love it.
In writing, there's this expression where, you know,
the editor kills your babies.
Right? Yeah, it feels like every single paragraph, every single sentence you fall in love with.
The most magnificent alliteration in the world, and he's cut it.
Exactly. But not only writers have darlings, every business person has darlings. They have beliefs and they have things that they hold on to. You got to be willing to kill your darlings and go to people who are willing to disagree with you. Often they're your customers, and ask them, what darlings should I kill? Because they will tell you.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's exactly right, and maybe a good technique would be to have a meeting with your folks and say, okay, all these years I've run my business based on this belief, the company I founded it on these beliefs, and we've been successful up to now in these beliefs. But going forward, as you guys are out there in the marketplace, you're seeing what's going on with customers and vendors, etc. Going forward, where am I going to be wrong to take that into the future? Would that be a, would that be, where could I be wrong? How could I be missing the boat? What do you think? Open it up like that.
That's exactly right. In fact, they do a lot of research and a lot of studies on the effectiveness of that kind of technique. It's called a pre-mortem, where you try to basically do the autopsy before the event actually occurs. You say, 5 years into the future, what are some of the reasons why my current product is not going to serve the market the way that I want it to?
Mm-hmm.
But another good constituency to ask is your salespeople, right? Your salespeople are the ones who often, they're the ones that take the orders, but they should often be the ones who are giving.
They got their ear to the ground. They're your scouts.
Yeah, so that they have this wealth of information, but we're just taught as leaders that we're the ones who's supposed to set the vision, and we often are dismissive of points of view, especially from people on the lowest rung, when that, whether you like it or not, the reality is they often have the best information and the best insight.
Well, there's no question about it, and I'll tell you, folks, as you've heard me say many times, if we aren't prepared to make adjustments today, one of the things that I've been saying for a long time, Al, is it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what your book speaks to, and I congratulate you. I need the website one more time.
It's alpitt.com, P-I-T-T.com.
All right. Al Pitt and Polly, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Persuadable, How Great Leaders Change Their Mind to Change the World. Al, will you come back another day? You got a lot more to teach us.
I would love to do that, Jim.
I've enjoyed having you. Come back soon.
Okay, Jim.
Al Pitt and Polly. The new book's available wherever books are sold, out just now, brand spanking new. I got to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Say what you say, but don't ask me why. Love never seems to last.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.